Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Murad Morali. Hope you guys are doing well today. Back at again with another video. I've got three of my friends here. I have
Kneza,
Alison,
Anna Ray.
And we're obviously here to talk about the Quavo and Sweetie stuff. I quickly made like a 3 minute video just to get it out to you guys because it was breaking news. But of course, after talking about it a lot with my friends, we thought we'd do like a quick 5-10 minute video on this whole matter and just discuss the craziness that nobody expected that. And it's quite weird. The timing is coming out right after they broke up. So we just thought we'd talk about it to you guys. But basically, any one of you, what are your thoughts on Quavo? Do you think what he did was justified or not?
No.
I'm so sorry.
The way he dragged her, but she also swung as well.
Even if she was swinging, it's the force that he used on her to drag her into the lift. It's just not acceptable because it's just not right.
What was it? What were the crime?
This is yours.
A bag. A box of shoes or a bag.
A bag.
Who
knows
what it was?
But the thing is,
my thing is this: if you were so comfortable to do it like that, you've done it before.
Yeah. What are you doing behind closed doors? That's what.
And she didn't seem like, see, like, if, let's say for example, me, if my man decided to just grab me and push me, no matter what the situation is, I'm gonna look at him like, raw. You push me like that.
Yeah, it's changed from what actually happened.
Her actions and her body language didn't sound like, oh my days.
Because she sat on the floor. She sat on the floor for like, at least like until the elevator got to the
lift. She just looked exhausted.
She looked exhausted, then she got up and then she walked away. So the fact that he's moving like this, what happens, as you said, behind closed doors?
It's happened before.
What happens behind closed doors?
It's 100% happened before.
And it's even harder to even leave a relationship when your man does stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Or when your girl does stuff like this.
Toxic
as hell. If you're in the public eye, then you're feeling upset, and then apparently he's buying her gifts left, right, centre, and properties and whatever.
So that's why he has to dress.
You see, but this is actually what it is like. I remember when he did a madness, I think, for Valentine's Day. I think it was Valentine's Day. And a lot of people on Instagram were like, oh yeah, goals, like if a man ain't doing this, like he don't love. Listen,
social media
is a lie.
Big lie.
Never ever look at social media and think, oh yeah, this and that, because at the end of the day, if a man is buying me X, Y, Z, but he's pulling me and grabbing,
doesn't mean nothing
anyhow.
Exactly.
Sorry,
who is showing the bad parts of their relationship or the bad parts of their life on social media? No one's doing that.
No one wants to do that.
People fake it till they make it. Like, do not ever believe in social media. Me personally, never ever. Like, I can't.
Just what is the girl? What has she been going through? How long has this been going for? Do the other Migo brothers do they know that he's been doing this? Is this a silent issue?
Are they together?
There's so many other questions. Are there enablers in this? Like, you know.
Do not.
Like, is Cardi B gonna say
honestly,
something?
Honestly, like, show me your friends and I'll show you who you are. Honestly, that phrase that people say, it's not a joke. I genuinely believe it. I genuinely think that if your friends are on that. Because, for example, if my friends did the word attack to be abusive to their man or whatever, I would be, I'll pull them up and I'll be like, listen, sis,
by force.
That's not cute. Like, don't be doing that.
But it's so hard for them to, like, to see the reality of it. Do you know what I mean? It's so weird.
You can tell them,
you can be your bestie, ride or die, 10 years, and be like, leave this man, he's doing X, Y, Z, but you won't leave because you can't imagine your life without that person.
Yeah.
You actually can't imagine that. And then, finally, you come to this realisation, and when you're finally out of it, you're like, rah. I was a dickhead for being in this position or whatever. So it was so weird that they broke up a couple of weeks ago and he was tweeting, what? I thought you were this woman, but you weren't this woman.
And the sister as well. It's always the in-laws that are chatting the hardest.
The in-laws were chatting.
The in-laws that are like, only if you knew what she was. I'm so sorry. You know, we're all coming to the dinner table, eating and drinking peacefully.
Gaslighting.
Respectfully. You know what
doing. Dirty gaslighting.
Gaslighting is wrong.
The definition of gaslighting is when you're trying to manipulate somebody to doubt their own sanity. Yeah. So they feel like you're right and they're the ones going insane.
Yeah.
So that is the actual definition. I feel like that's exactly what's going on here. His in-laws were coming out left, right, center saying, you don't know what this girl does.
Yeah.
Do you know what? And this is what's happening. My girl's getting attacked.
You
left,
saw
right,
what was going on, mate. Sis, you saw what was happening. That's your bro is dragging her up.
I genuinely personally thought it was only going to ever be a thing where, well, maybe he was just cheating on her. I'm not saying that is, you know, a minor thing, but I just felt like, you know, that is kind of like a general reason as to why people break up. But that, if that was a reason, damn. Sis, I'm so happy that you came
probably came
out
from
that.
The so cheating, though, that whole, she's probably saying to him, you know, I'm actually, it could have, I don't know. I'm done with you. And he's thinking, not gonna lie, sis, you're really not.
Yeah.
And drags her back in and is like, blah, blah, blah. And she just sits there thinking, you know what, I'm done explaining to you. Once
I'm gonna just
lift,
black out.
I'm actually leaving you.
Because it's that, yeah.
Because she even said to us, you keep gifting me. And you gotta think about it, the things that he was gifting her.
What?
Big thing,
extravagant.
Wow.
You can't lie.
She's probably thinking, for her to leave, and she's been gifting all these things, and he's giving her all these things, she's probably thinking, it's not even worth it. Like,
yeah.
Birkins, cars, it's not worth it. You exhaust me. You embarrass me publicly. You embarrass me behind closed doors. I can't be with someone like you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got me second guessing everything I do. It's just not worth it.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
It's that
there's
control.
Someone out there that will love me, and there's someone that won't do what you're doing. And as much as I love you, you know, it's better for me to leave
to
you.
Bust out.
I gotta go. And for her to put it on social media and just be like, bye.
There's a lot of
shit.
She
didn't
even come like that saying, you did this to me, you did that to me. She didn't say nothing.
She just
said
goodbye, basically, on
bye.
Social media. She's basically not feel like, I'm letting you learn nothing now. Don't ask me. If you see us not together, it means we're not together. Like, don't even.
It's control, because the fact that she tried to leave a certain area, you're like, no. I'm bringing you back here so
but
you
the thing
can.
Is,
you're
like,
under my control.
That gives her more credibility.
That's nice. Yeah, it definitely does.
Do
that
you know
video.
Why? Because if it was, because his little tweet was like trying to say, oh yeah, you're trying to embarrass me online, like you're being a bitch, basically. But if it was that, I will show them the real world. I will show them what you've done to me. I will show them the things that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, those are the kind of things that you do if you're trying to be spiteful. But clearly she wasn't trying to be spiteful.
Enough is enough, man.
I'm tired. Honestly, I'd never doubt her for a second, because honestly, I believe the woman, whatever they're saying, like, because I genuinely doubt that.
And
like,
women, like, we're just naturally, like, you know, we're nurturing.
Yeah, we're nurturing,
know.
Like, we're kind of like,
we take it.
And for a woman,
like, after four takes, we're taking it, like, we're just like, okay, it's whatever.
And for a
it's
woman
enough.
To actually tweet something like that, essentially, you're embarrassing yourself as well.
You know
your personal business.
Right.
For you to do that means I am done. I'm letting everyone know I am done, because I just can't.
Enough
you know
is
what?
Enough.
Yeah, literally, enough is enough. I can't take this anymore. She's probably been taking it. She's probably thinking,
she has been
change,
taking it. She has been taking
change.
It.
At this point, you're clearly like everyone else.
Yeah.
I don't need this. I'm building my career. You're doing your thing. Let me do my thing in peace. Bye.
Honestly, that is the best way to go, because literally, in this life, find someone that matches your energy. If they don't match your energy, and they're not fucking with you, and they're not giving you the love and the nurturing that you deserve, leave him.
And that
goes both ways. If the girl is not giving you what you need and you love,
I'm
going
as well.
But
like,
if you put yourself in that position, like you're dating somebody, and he, for example, he was like, you're having a conversation, and he got a little bit heated, and he must have just nudged you or pushed you. You're thinking, right, and obviously he's clocked onto the fact that you have deep, that he's violated you like that, and then he's gifting you with one Lamborghini. If you're in that position, you'll be like, right, you know what?
It's true.
Because it's so easy for us to say,
you
know what,
find
your energy.
Yeah.
If we're
don't
in that
twisted.
There, I'm
you
driving a Lamborghini, bro. I'm driving that car.
Of course, but at the same
and
time,
remember,
if this is a one instant and it's like, okay, he lost his temper, whatever, all right, cool. But if it's it happens multiple
but
times,
I'll disagree with that, because if he's done it once, he will do it again.
No, because
no, Claire.
Maybe that might be true.
They will do it again.
It won't be. It might not be as close. It might not be in the next 2 months.
But the fact that they've come to you at that level,
but they can do
they've
it
come
again.
To you at that level to say, we like a better girl, but I can do this to you.
Yeah,
it's mad.
The thing is, I agree.
At the first time, you got
to agree.
It's that main Chelsea.
But again, you're kind of saying after one chance.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
You just gave one chance. I couldn't have that love for that person. The next thing you know is five.
The thing is, me personally, if I have a partner, I'm never going to put my hands on you. My friends, whatever. Regardless, that's the thing.
Whether woman or man, like, some women think it's okay to put their hand, and it's a thing where, yeah, I slapped him, I did this to my man because he's not going to hit me. It's not about knowing your man's not going to hit you back.
Nah.
Put your hands on something. It's just a disrespect that you shouldn't do. Yeah. It's just the fact that you can put your hand. It's like putting your hands on your friend. You know, I swear. Exactly. Any of my friends put their hands on you, we're never going to be friends ever.
So why is it? Why is it? Really, yeah, it's true. Why is it a rap when it's your friend?
It's easier.
But when it's not your man.
Because there's no love. There's no love there.
Yeah.
The love for you is different, but you're not as intimate. You're not in bed doing that exercise. There's that entire depth of a relationship. You're just like, you know what? Can't believe this man did this, but you know, we're gonna be happy again when we go on a date, or when you give me this.
But the thing is, I'm telling you, she must have.
And how long has it been going out for?
Who knows?
Yes.
I think it might be a year or
so. It's been,
isn't it?
We're taking into account the fact that some people are genuinely attracted to toxicity.
Right.
Like they're actually like. It's not a conscious thing, but like, for example, like let's say, for example, like he's done something mad to you, and you're just thinking, why would you do that? But they're attracted to it. Because I remember someone said, I can't remember who, but someone said they had a, like, they met a guy that was like, their little fetish was to...
Imagine.
To break up with the guy.
That's what.
Their fetish was to break up with me. So I'm the guy and she's a girl. His fetish was to break up with her, move mad, have a little argument, and then fuck afterwards, like, as in, like, his, like, you know, like, makeup sex.
It's like a scenario, yeah.
Yeah, that was his scenario, and that was his thing, fetish, but that's toxic. Why would you fantasize about that?
This is what I say, no one comes out the womb acting like a damn fool. That happens. That why this person likes toxicity, anger, and frustration is because it comes from the childhood. It comes from the parents, the family. Maybe you had something going on there. Maybe someone did something to you. And that's what you've now seen as enjoyment for X, Y, Z. You've associated. And you've grown up in that. And that's how it is.
Never judging, but that is definitely...
It's
a toxic fetish.
I'm not judging either, but still, man, guys, we need to do better. Like, we can't be doing this.
Men have character traits in it. But I think if you really appreciate your woman, you don't even think about putting your hands on her.
That's the thing.
Honestly.
You don't value that.
When I think about the guys that I've dealt with that I know that was in love with a kid, they would never.
Imagine now, you've had kids and then everything's been pitch perfect. One day you get one slap or one nudge, and your life is like, huh?
God forbid.
Dude, is this man.
Well, after how many years, potentially?
Bro. Imagine like it's like 5-10 years. Yeah. And you have family and kids, and that happens. You're thinking, who the fuck is this?
And then even with that as well, you don't leave anyways.
You don't leave after that.
I can't imagine a man that I love and he claims that he loves me hitting me.
But it happens so often though, because it's just like they think they can do it to you. It's mad, man.
Yeah, and this is why I advocate for female. Sorry, guys, I know there's men in the room, but honestly, I genuinely advocate for females to put your fucking foot down.
Let the boy know
that you're not a dickhead. you're not gonna run over me. The thing is, like, guys kind of like give you the vibe that you give them. If you're gonna allow them to do whatever they're gonna do, they're gonna continue. That's why I say, if you allow them to cheat on you, they're gonna continue cheating on you. If you allow them to you have to put your foot in and tell them, I'm not about that life. You're not going to do this X, Y, Z.
Don't tolerate.
And that's why in this life, like, honestly, even the little things, for example.
What do you mean by allow? You said if you allow them to cheat on you.
For example, you let's say someone, if he cheats on you and you take him back, that's your allowing to cheat.
You've allowed it. You've let it run.
And continue.
And it will definitely continue.
Well, do you think a man can change after you cheat once?
The thing is,
it's down on the scenario.
It depends on the scenario, to be honest.
It really does depend on the scenario.
My main
standpoint is, let's go with, like, in the thing. My main standpoint will be no. But I do understand that there are scenarios where
it's context.
It can be, it's context.
Going off what you said, Claire, sorry, very quickly, if you put your foot down with a man, he will respect you. But obviously, if you let it happen, you've accepted it.
100%. So, I'm not going to lie, being there, done that.
If you really don't want
to be doing it in the first place. Yeah. The man shouldn't be doing it in the first place.
No, for sure, but bro, people make mistakes.
Personally,
I don't think cheating is a mistake.
It's not acceptable.
I just feel like no,
because it can be a mistake.
I was already showing you everything I can do for you. Like, I've been me from day one. So you've cheated.
No, I don't think cheating is a mistake.
But I just you've cheated and you've gone there. When you come back to me, I'm gonna be the exact same person I was back then. So
if you what changes.
Do you know what I mean? Exactly.
This girl's waiting for the man to shoot me.
My emotions, like, I feel like, because the way I am, yeah, like, if someone cheats on me, it's not about you cheated on me and it's like, oh yeah,
it's mine. Your trust is broken.
My trust is broken. That is
your trust breaks.
Just like,
what's the point? You're just sitting there and you're insecure about yourself. You're insecure about the relationship. You're second guessing everything. You can't just sit there comfortably. He's saying, I'm going out with my friend. You're thinking, oh my god,
what friend?
What person? You lose yourself in that relationship and you're not happy.
When you look at yourself and you look what you bring to a relationship, like, and you know that. Listen, when I go out, my man can 100% say, oh, she's out and she's just playing with her friends. Mm. She's out and she's still... Why can't I feel that same way about you?
That's how you're meant to feel. You're not meant to worry about that at all.
That is what a relationship is.
Know your worth, guys.
That's the thing. And I feel like in this generation, everybody's so wrapped up in being in relationships. How many years of, like... We got to think about, like, for example, Valentine's Day, years ago. Yeah, we all knew about it. We all acknowledged it. Yeah, it's Valentine's Day. Recently, have you not noticed that everyone is a side?
That's the most.
It's you start even feeling some
time. I'm going to France.
Yeah, you start feeling some way for not having a Valentine. You're just thinking, when was it? No, that's not important. It's important when you're in a relationship. It's important.
It's become a public statement.
But like now, it's the thing where people are lining up to get roses. Everyone's showing what they got. Things. It's even
setting. You sound not even that as well. Social media is a lie.
I'm
just
like, it's actually
a lie. I think before a relationship, you have to be comfortable alone.
Yeah.
I mean,
you have to love yourself as well.
Of course,
yeah, because if you don't love yourself, you're gonna tolerate everything. If you don't like being lonely on your own, or like, there's a difference between being comfortable with yourself and being lonely.
Yeah.
So for some people who don't like being on their own, they'll have any environment to feel okay.
Yeah.
And that's when you go down a slippery slope. Mm-hmm. Anyways, guys, hopefully you guys enjoyed our video on Quavo Sweetie.
I forgot it was on YouTube. Hi.
What'd you say?
I even forgot we was here.
And then
we was talking.
Man said, "Here, so where are we?"
We were talking on camera.
I know someone else, though. This girl's funny.
Nah, but
she's funny. Anyways, thank you, and hope you guys enjoyed this. Subscribe to the channel. Click that button.
Subscribe to my friends. They have
businesses.
We do.
Are we going to plug ourselves? All right. First of all, wait. Hold on. Let me come a bit closer. Listen, I've got to be extra for the sake of being extra. I do hair. So CG Hair on the gram. Did my hair myself. Always follow me. Love you guys.
Hi guys, I do lip gloss and lip liners and eyelashes. So make sure you follow the Opulence London.
Okay.
And we got you. London. We got
Opulence London.
Bad we got
you. And I do interior design. A Ray, as in R A E. Interiors on Instagram. I do interior design. If you want your house done,
we got you. We got you.
I might date her actually.
Yes, you probably do. I can't lie.
No, I know the Mazzolina up in here.
This girl was doing pictures of everyone else, but now suddenly.
I mean, you know, Anna will give you that extra touch. That's what I'm saying.
No, yeah. I do need it. I just need to do that. I've got to sort out some stuff. It's not housing already yet. I need to get rid of that table ASAP. Make some furniture outside. Anyways, hopefully you guys enjoyed the video. Subscribe, comment down below.
Subscribe to my friend.
And I'll catch you guys soon for another video. Daily and consistent, guys.
Bye.